This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary. When Isabel Allende wrote her first novel, The House of the Spirits, she was living in exile in Venezuela. She had moved there with her family after the 1973 military coup in Chile, in which her uncle, then president of the country, died under suspicious circumstances. Since then, Allende has never stopped writing. Considered one of Latin America's greatest authors, she is perhaps best known as a novelist. Her latest book, The Sum of Our Days, is a sequel to Paula, a memoir written about her daughter, who was only 28 when she died from an enzyme disorder. Isabel Allende joins us now to talk about her new book.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You know, as I mentioned, The Sum of Our Days is a sequel to your memoir, Paula, and it begins with your family scattering Paula's ashes in the forest. And I wondered, as I read that, how difficult it was for you to return to that difficult time and that personal territory again in your writing.
It wasn't difficult at all. I had other difficulties, but not remembering and not the emotions. I write a letter to my mother every day, and so all the events are very fresh for me. When I was writing this memoir, I just went through the letters, and I could remember everything very neat and very clearly because of the letters. And the emotional part wasn't hard either, because many years have gone by, and I have learned to live with the spirit of my daughter in such a wonderful and comfortable way that I miss her, of course. I would love to have her alive and I could talk to her, but she's in my heart.
And you do talk to her all the time in this book and,
yeah,
and,
I do.
And in your life
but
as
in
well.
Real life, in real life I do. I'm sitting in the car and I'm driving in the traffic jam and I'm talking to her.
Well, I love this idea that you talk to your daughter all the time and you write letters to your mother all the time. What an incredible connection you have there.
Well, before, when my daughter was alive, the three of us, my mother, she and I, would write and send copies of the letters to each other. So there was this strange, ongoing conversation that never stopped.
Well, I wanted to ask you about spirituality, because I have a sense from this memoir, too, that the spirit is very important to you.
For example, in the case of my daughter, I have never seen her ghost, but she's so present in my memory that it is as if her spirit would be with me all the time. Now, what's the difference? Is this a real spirit or is it just my memory? For practical effect, it's the same. And I allow in my life the possibility of unexplainable things to happen, like premonitions, dreams that are very powerful and that somehow clear the way for a lot of stuff, especially the writing. So why stick to what we think is real? We think that reality is what we can control. That's reality. But there's a lot that we can't explain or control that also happens in many levels. And I'm interested in that as a writer and as a woman.
Well, this book is so much about your family and your friends, and you call them your tribe. How are they a tribe?
They are a tribe because we are not blood related. We have come to be together because we have things in common and we love each other. And we have made the decision to live in this sort of emotional compound. We all live more or less in the same neighborhood, a few minutes away from each other. We share food, we share clothes, we share children. We help each other, very much the way I grew up. And it's rare nowadays to have something like that in a city. It still happens in the countryside maybe, but in cities it's hard. And we have created this wonderful thing. And the book was published already in Europe, in Spain, Italy, and Portugal. And I'm getting hundreds of letters from people who have a nostalgic feeling for community, for family. So I see that there's that need that I always had, but I see that other people have it too.
Why are women so important to you? So much of this tribe is about the women who have helped you get through some tough times.
Women have been important in my life emotionally and in many, many other ways. And I've been working with women and for women all my life, so I know them so well. And in this tribe that we have in California, women are really important because we manage the tribe somehow. I think that every woman should have a circle of women and meet regularly, share their lives, be in touch. There's nothing so comforting and so wonderful as your women friends.
And you mentioned, too, that you had to create this. This didn't just happen.
Oh, no, it didn't happen. I came here because I fell in lust with a guy, and I'm still with a guy. But he didn't have much of a family, and I didn't know anybody. I didn't even speak English. So it was very hard at the beginning to feel at home. I didn't feel at home for many, many years. And then slowly my son came, my grandchildren were born here, friends came around us, and we created this little nest.
And his family, his children, his grandchild, they are also part of this tribe.
He had a very, very problematic family. His three biological children were drug addicts. So it was very hard to form a family with them because they were not around. And actually, his daughter died a year after my daughter died. So it was a very hard time for us as a couple. But we've overcome a lot. And slowly, these kids are getting better and coming back to the family.
I wanted to ask you about writing and the difference between writing fiction and memoir, because, of course, you first became famous as a novelist, and now your memoirs, of course, have also become very well read. Which is more difficult for you?
Memoir. I can write fiction because I'm allowed to lie as much as I want. Nobody's checking. But when I write a memoir, the people I talk about, I know I don't talk about myself only. I'm part of a group. So the other people have other versions of how things happened. Everybody wants to look good, and it's hard. My mind works like the mind of a storyteller. I want the highlights, the lowlights. I want the tension, the rhythm, the tragic. That's what interests me. But lives are not like that. And so, for example, my daughter-in-law's infertility problems, I see only the highlights. I don't see much of what went into her soul, all the trauma to her body and all that. So when we talked after the book was written, I realized how much I had missed.
You once said, writing is a silent introspection, a journey into the dark caverns of memory and the soul. Fiction, like memory and dreams, moves from revelation to revelation. I imagine that does not happen with memoir, but it happens in the
writing.
It does happen with memoir as well.
It does, because you work with memory, and as you remember, you connect things. And then you go deeper and deeper into layers of truth. You make these connections, and it's like going into caverns of the soul. Hmm. And you know more about yourself and other people. Memory is a very tricky thing, very tricky.
Let me just ask you one other thing. You've had such an amazing life, you've experienced a lot of tragedy in your life. What would you say now, what brings you the greatest joy now?
Love. The love I have for my children, for my work, for my husband, for my dog, for my friends, for nature, for causes. I'm in love with certain causes that make me feel alive and useful in a way and connected. All that is important to me.
And that's what this book is about, really.
It's about love and about family and friendship and relationships and crazy people and stories. I collect stories. That's what's interesting about my family, that they are all crazy, so it's so easy to write about them. You need a weird family to be a writer. They say exactly the contrary. The family says that it's too bad that they have a writer in the family. Because there are no secrets, you know?
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Writer and storyteller Isabel Allende, her new book is The Sum of Our Days. Go to npr.org/books, where you can read an excerpt about the day Isabel Allende scattered her daughter Paula's ashes.